started with a powerful sugya. The Mishnah and Gemara on Daf Chaf Amud Beis is dealing with the actions of Rav Gamliel, Rav Yochanan Zakkai, and also Rav Tzadok, and dealing with the contradiction about eating arai in the sukkah, which in itself is a separate shiur, which we don't have time for because we have to do chazara tomorrow. But within there, we started discussing a major, major topic, both in how to learn Gemara and Rishonim, but also a very important halachic, hashkafic topic of Yura. And the Mishnah had said, the previous Mishnah had said, Ochlin, you open up the Mishnah, Ochlin Arai, Ochlin Ashosin Arai Chosasukah, and Chavav Menal, and had a Bayin of Yosef, talking about how much that is. That's, as I said, a separate sugya of how much you're to eat outside of the sugya. We're going to touch upon it about being machmir, drinking water inside of the sukkah. We're going to touch upon that very shortly, of what exactly is eating arai, how much is it. Gemara over there talks about two or three, whether it's beitzas or not beitzas. So my focus, Rashi, tells us in the Yursa, which I didn't ask you to see. But within there came a maisa, the maisa with Rav Gamliel, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, that they brought Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai to take a tafshil, and Rav Gamliel two dates in a pail of water, and Vamru Ha'elum, and they said, bring it into the sukkah. And literally, Ha'elum, the sukkah, we've already mentioned that they used to have their sukkah on the roof. And that's why it's always Ha'elum, the sukkah. But when they gave it to Rav Tzadok, he had less than a kabitza. And again, this part, why not lupa mapa? What are they talking about mapa? Whether it's Nikiyut or because Rav Tzadok was a Kohen, that's Tosfot. We didn't ask you to do that today. But Achlu, he ate it outside of the sukkah. Which again, why is he not making a bracha afterwards? That's this humongous tosfos, which I would love to do, but we've run out of time here in Elul. Maisa, listor. So we said it's a stira, because on the end of the last Mishnah said you can eat and drink arai outside of the sukkah. Now we have Rav Gamliel Rav Yochanan Zakkai saying to go inside the sukkah. Comes the Gemara and says that when Rabbi Yehuda Nasi redacted the Mishnah, there was a lacking statement. There was one statement missing. Chasuri Mechsor Vachitani. Im Bal Ahachmir Al Atzmo Machmir. The Chiddush of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is that you're allowed to be Machmir. And it's not considered Yor. But let's be Shum Yor. Well, Maisanami, and they brought that what? The Mais is coming to support the statement then that they brought Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai into Rabbi Gamliel and they told you to go into the Sukkah. But when they gave it to Rav Tzadok, he ate less than a kabeitza, not with a mapo, but also chutz l'sukkah, but be rech ha-charam. It's more than a continue, maybe it's a yufta on Rav Yosef Rabbi, they said it's not. So the question I have for you is generally, we already spent three or four shiurim on a concept of that when it's potter, and you actually are machmir, you're called a hetju. We did that when we learned the mitzdayr sugya. The Ramah brought it down and they asked you to see it. We saw it many times that call out potter, and now you're machmir on yourself. You're considered a hedger. Now all of a sudden we have a Gemara that says that when you're machmir on yourself, you're allowed to do that. And les be mishum you are wrong. So when is it? And that's what the Vilna Gaon asked also. And that's what I asked you tomorrow at Tzchius. And this is a major both halachic and hashkafic sugya about at what point can you be machmir, and that's a good thing. And what point is it actually either A, hedjo, B, you are over, which we're going to call religious arrogance, definitely HaKadosh Baruch Hu frowning down upon you. If you can make that distinction between hedjo and you are over, we'll see that Rabbi Elisha made it, like Gideon was mechaving during Seder. So that's the question. At what point, we know we've heard, it's not something, as much as there's a very important article, which I'll definitely give everyone to read over Bein Hazmanim, I'll give you the link at least, by Rav Chaim, Professor Chaim Soloveitchik, that talked about the move to the right, that concept of being, to be machmir means to be more from, right? The whole question, first of all, didn't just start the last 60 years, but the Gemara and Shabbos talks about it, that a Yori Shamayim is Yotzei Yidei Shteihem, the concept of trying to follow both opinions, the concept of a chumrah. The Mishnah in Perek Yavo is that you say you make a siyag to go and be machmir in order that you won't fall off the cliff. How do we put all these things together on a halachic hashkaf level within our sugya also? And there are a lot of sugyas that we try to bring together. And within our 30 minutes, we will try to summarize a lot of what you've seen. So the first was the Maritz Chiyas. Maritz Chiyas, if you turn to the back, he gives a rule. He says, if you don't have it, so then somebody else is going to read it. Turn to the back. What is the Maariv Tzchias rule? When is it considered a head joke? When is it considered religious arrogance? What's called Yura? To be fair, there are sugyos that's called Yura, and there's also a thing called Mechsek Yura. Is actually that it is religious arrogance, and the other one is it looks like religious arrogance, which comes back to part of our discussion that will come up. I don't know how much everyone got to it, whether the religious arrogance is only in the public eye or even in the private sector. Right? That in itself is a machlokes, maybe Rashi and Baba Kama and the Maharshal, the last source I gave you based on Gemara and Baba Kama. But if you actually saw that, Utraham, he also brings it up, and others, possibly even according to the Maariv Tzchias. What did the Maariv Tzchias say? What did the Maariv Tzchias say? He asked this question. Everyone read it inside, please. Go ahead. Mr. Siegel, read the Maariv Tzchias. What? What does the Maariv Tzchias say? Go ahead. From the beginning. Right, we saw that Ramah already. Good. And then what? Keep going. He says it to Yerushalmi.
Go
ahead. How could Rav Gamliel and Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai be machmir? Aren't they a head joke? What is his answer? And you see, Mr. Schwartz, that he's equating head joke and Yura, okay, based on the Gemara and based on that statement. He makes that equation, okay? Even though one can maybe make a chiluk, we'll see. But clearly, the Gra, as you saw, and the Maariv Tzchias here made the equation that head joke will then equal your. Good? Again?
Good.
Yeah. So he says the answer to this is going to be based on the Gemara Pesach and Nun Hey. What's the Gemara Pesach and Nun Hey say?
That it's not really domestic Yura.
So there's a machlokas in the Mishnah between the Rabbanon and Rav Shimon Gamliel about working on Tisha B'av. The Rabbanon says what? That it depends on your place. If your place you work, then you could work. If your place doesn't work, then you shouldn't work. Except if you're a Talmud Chacham, then don't work. Comes, doesn't matter, no place. Then comes Rav Shimon Gamliel and says what? What's his very strong line? Rav Shimon Gamliel, he says it everywhere. La'olam yaseh atzmo kitam chacham. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, doesn't matter where, who, what, everybody is allowed, has the ability or should make himself like a talmud chacham when it comes to the idea of working or not working, and you should not work on Tisha B'av. Says the Gemara. Lememra, everyone should see the Gemara inside, just like I am right now. Lememra, that what? Rav Shimon Gamliel is what? Is not chayish for Yura. Is that really true? That Rav Shimon Gamliel doesn't care at all about this religious arrogance? That I can make myself a Talmud Chacham always? But didn't we have a Mishnah in the second Brachot, Tetzayin, that says what? The Chatan in Kriyat Shema, correct? Chatan. What does the Rabbanan say? Chatan, if he wants to say Kriyat Shema, can he?
Yes.
Yes. Comes Rav Shimon Gamliel and says,
no.
No. Lo kol harotzeh litol et Hashem. You could do that. So we see that Rav Shimon Gamliel is chayesh liyura. He is worried about, you think that you can have more kavanah than anybody else when it comes to Kriyat Shema? No. You can't. Lo kol harotzeh. You can't say that I have that super kavana. Answer the Gemara, two answers. Rabbi Yochanan says, switch the shittas. You're right, it's not a contradiction, we just switch them up. But comes, I don't remember the Amora's name. What's that Amora's name? Rav Shisha Barei. The Rabbi says, don't switch it up. And therefore, It's not a problem of Rabbanan or Rabbanan. It's not a problem of Rav Shimon Gam Liel, Rav Shimon Gam Liel. How does he answer it? Says the Gemara, Rabbanan or Rabbanan will kasha hacha by the case of Pesachim. Since everybody's working and he's not working, so then it looks like you're. But over there, came by Chasam the Kriyat Shema. Since everyone's reading Kriyat Shema, he's also reading Kriyat Shema. It doesn't look like you are. That's the Rabbanan. Versus Rav Shimon Amar Shemila Lokasha. Over there, by the case of Chasam, and Kavana. And we have a built-in Umdana, Anan Sadi, that he can't have Kavana properly. Therefore, it looks like you are to read. But Halacha, and this is what the Baruch Tzias quotes, Lo Mezik, you are why? I'll say, Malachi the last day, Pukhazi Kama Balani Yikabashuka. What's going to say? By him not working, it's not that he's URO, but it's what?
Everyone else,
they look around, there's unemployment, people are not working. It's not that he's being religiously arrogant. Look around the shuk. And therefore, that's what the Baruch Tzias quotes this idea, and then he extrapolates it to a principle now. What's his principle? What's the principle? When can you be machmir? When can you be machmir? If what?
That's,
speak up.
That's a framework to be machmir.
Explain.
If other people are already doing it in another area, then you're allowed to decide to do it anywhere.
Good. And more than that, keep going. That's one part of it. And therefore, what's the therefore? Is it therefore? There's a framework. People are doing it. And therefore what? And therefore, it's not looking that you are super arrogant, that you're one, there's a certain one upsmanship. Yeah.
So it's based on the view of others.
The what?
It's based on the view of others.
It sounds like, according to this, very much, a view of others. Very much. And therefore, hold on, let's extrapolate, because then he keeps reading. Read it inside. Okay? It's very, very important, that formulation. Let's look at it inside. Let's look at it inside. It's now that we did the Gemara outside, let's see the Gemara is inside. Here, Shlomar Kavosha, Amru Pesachim, and Nana. The Amri Malachu de Lesle. Lo Mexikiura, Ayan Shom. They're not going to say that what? They're not going to say that the reason why he's doing the Malacha is because why? It's because he's trying to be firmer than everybody else. But rather, what's the reason? Because there's a lot of people that are not working. It's Kama Balani Bashuka. Right?
He's working the next day, so it doesn't work. What's going to happen? He's going to go to work the next day, and they're going to realize, oh, it's not because he's unemployed.
That's an interesting question.
Why not?
That means the next year you can't do it. Next year,
Here's a question. He's saying, look, there's a retroactive. I mean, the next day, he's going to go to work. So people will say, oh, the reason why he didn't work is because of. Why is he mocking? He's saying that they're saying that people are going to notice.
They're all going to notice. That's the whole point.
No, but his point is it's not going to notice. But his whole point.
You could have lost the job.
Well, what?
The whole point is that you'll see.
Therefore, what? No, but they're saying why do they say in the Gemara Pesachim, why do they consider it not Yura? Because they say Kama Galani Ipugashuka. He's also not working, not because he's being religiously arrogant, but because he took a day off. There's a lot of people not working today. It's not necessarily. So ask both me and Itam, but for sure, Ellie, what do you mean? The next day, he's going to be going to work.
Maybe he got a job.
But it has to be clear.
What?
It has to be clear. People say why.
He's not working. He's not working.
It's got to be what?
He's not going to get a job.
The idea of him not working that day. What?
take days off work.
Correct. People do take days off work.
That's the point. That's the point.
Mara says it.
What?
People
take
days
off work, but your doctor
taking a day off for Tishah B'Av, because you don't want to work about Tishah B'Av.
But he's saying it's not your. It's not your, because
there's a lot of people that are not working that day. There are a lot of people not working every day.
That's what he said. He's saying, and that's what Abhiziah had the Mechadeir also. That the idea is when I'm working, it's not that I'm saying, I'm a Tamacha. There's a lot of other reasons why you don't work. Right, the Gemara gives a very, very, which means a very crass type of very plain example, which is many people are unemployed, right? Many people are not working, but there are millions of reasons why it could be that I'm not working today. It's not just because I'm making myself a tamacha. There are other reasons why, and therefore it's not 100% considered you are on. 1 second, let's just finish applying it, and then we'll continue. Therefore, he says, Hachanami. What's the Hachanami? It went back to our tzchias. Kan besukkah, the ikar b'kviat suda talimis. It's dependent on the mitzvah is dependent on, or the chiyuv is dependent on kovei suda. The gam kein lo shayach b'zeh yura. Why is it not yura? Why does it not look like yura? The haroe yomar, the inzet ti'ima, rak kviat mamish. Because the person will see, will look upon, and say, look, this guy is going to have. He's not just having a certain small taste from coffees. He's mamish having a real meal. Or even if he sees that he only has a drink, what is he going to think? He's going to say he's just starting the meal. Dilma yochal od uvechi agav lo shayech yoro mipizeh or mipizeh rashay lachnalatz. Comes the Baruch Chis and says, when is it considered yoro? It's when a person has to be blanketed. Has to be misuman. He has to be really pointed out that it's clear as day that the reason why he's doing it is for religious arrogance. If there are other reasons to point out to it, meaning I'm going into the sukkah, and the reason I'm going into the sukkah, maybe it could be very clear that I'm going to have a big lavish meal. Happens to be I'm coming in only an hour with water, but maybe I'm going to have more, or a person is not going to be clear that then it's okay, and it's not a problem. Therefore, the implication... The implication, very clearly, according to the Maariv Tzchias, is that the problem of yura is only... Only what?
But it ain't clear.
But again, it's a matter of what a person is going to see. What is the roi going to say?
So what's the person seeing? Is it tishu? He's seeing that he's taking off because of tishu.
Or it could be he's taking off because he needed a day off.
But I think on tishu?
Yeah, why not? It's not necessarily true. That's what he's saying. It's not necessarily true. He's saying, I'm going to take off. Yeah, as long as there are other reasons, like in this case, it could be that he's only starting out with water, but he's going to have a big meal. Even if I don't see it, but a person definitely could think that. No problem. Yeah.
I think if an answer that we give is that there could be tons of reasons why the guy is doing activity X, right? Then I think if you put any example...
Well, we're going to do that right now.
Someone standing out, yeah. We can find another excuse.
That's interesting. So it's interesting. I think right. I think so. Also, you can't, right. I agree. You can't.
If you have one in a million, then you can't.
Agreed. You have to admit. It's not like crazy to say that I took a day off of work of Tisha B'Av, not because I'm a Tamakalcha, because I wanted to think of work off. But let's say I'm wearing tefillin all day, which we're going to get to. Yeah. There it could be that a person could be choshesh for yura. That you think you're on that level to be able to wear tefillin all day. And it's not like, oh, I wore tefillin because I took a tiniest D board. You know what I'm saying? Most people are not like that.
The answer that's going to be given is, well, there are a bunch of reasons, then we can give reasons for anything. We can't.
So I'm saying, that's what Abraham just said. It's got to be a rational reason that looks, that is somewhat within the parsha. Yeah. What would be another reason for what? We'll see. What? Of why he prachasa to say kriyat shma. Firstly, might be chai. Maybe he's chai. Maybe he can have kabbana, therefore he would be chai.
Also, who's the one?
I'm missing the
question. I'm sorry. Right, prachasa is part of what?
No,
question for 100%, 100%. Let's get to the chassid in a second.
Yeah.
Also true. We can get to it in a second. Good.
It doesn't have to be an hour reason why it's not pure. I just read Rabban and not going away to the Maritz Chiyas.
Right. The Maritz Chiyas, the weakness of the Maritz Chiyas is that he's only going according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's path. That's the weakness of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Or the weakness of the Maritz Chiyas. He's only going according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, which sounds like, if you take it that way, that it's Rav Gamliel and Rav Yochanan and Zakkai, who are being machmir, they're going like the Rabbanan, and Rav Tzadok is going like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, which is Ikar Chasam in a Sefer. Somebody should have made that equation. But this is one parameter. One parameter is if a person is able to say, oh, this person is being religiously arrogant, there's a major problem on a public level. If, again, within reason, a person will say, no, he's not going to have water, he's going to have a full meal, then it's not considered a URL. The second parameter, before we get back to the chassan case, is what? The grah. The grah, and within this we're going to also explain the machlokas between Rav Tzadok versus Rav Gamliel and Rav Yochanan Zakkai. The second parameter when it comes to whether I could be machmir or am I considered a head joke, the grah points out, and within this comes a major philosophic and halachic viewpoint, what we would call hashkafa, and how do you view psak halacha? Because the Vilna Gaon brought down in Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel a machlokas Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. What was the machlokas Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel? The first one. The first machlokas Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is how to read Kriyat Shema. The first one, not that I brought. The first. That's fair. The machlokas is about Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, about reading Kriyat Shema. What did Beit Shammai say? Beit Shammai says, Shach B'chalai is the Tzurah that you actually read the Shema. Okay, therefore, Beit Shammai says at nighttime you should be yatet to your side, and in the morning you should be standing up. Beit Hillel says, Kore Gedarko. And the Kumecha is not the Surah, but it's telling me the time. Okay? Now, within that, the Mishnah then brought a story that said that he went, Rabbi Tarfon went like Beit Shammai, and he got himself into big danger, and they were not very nice to him, and they said, Kedai. Right? It was worth it because you went like Beit Shammai.
Well, that might have been
what?
Okay.
Could be a distinction. However, comes the next Mishnah, and we have another Mishnah in Brachos on Daf Nun Aleph that says what? Another Machlokas Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel that says what? Beit Shammai says you forgot a bracha achrona. What do you have to do? Go back. What does Beit Hillel say? Don't go back. Right? And then what happens? Then the Gemara brings a whole story with the two Talmidim that was machmir like Beit Shammai. What happened? He went back and he hit gold. Right? He struck gold versus going like Beit Hillel. He said, eaten by a lion. Whatever that means. Okay? What do we see? The simple pshat in that Gemara is what? That you're going like Beit Shammai and it's give out. Machmir like Beit Shammai. So ask the Vilna Gaon our question. At what point do you be machmir and you hit gold? And at what point can you not be machmir and it's not legitimate? So the Vilna Gaon gives us a second parameter. Very, very important second parameter. What does the Vilna Gaon say? The Vilna Gaon says that we see that it's a machlokas amoraim also. It's a machlokas amoraim in the Gemara and Yidal from a base between Rabbi Chezkel and Rabbi Yosef. How to understand the Mishnah of machlokas in Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. When if you read like Beit Shammai, does Beit Hillel hold that what? You've done nothing, or loss of a little klum, or what? Or it's a mitzvah min hamufchar. It's a fundamental machlokas. So Beit Shammai, what is the Vilna Gaon's get there? Is if what? When can I be machmir? Is if it's a kiyum mitzvah. If I'm actually not just doing a hiddur, but it's actually a kiyum mitzvah. And within that, that's how he explains that's what, according to Rabbi Yechezkel, that says, the machlok is Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. And this Altosus explains it also. That really, even Beit Hillel agrees that Meikara did, you can go like Beit Shammai. But Chachamim, lo yitzrichu, the Chachamim didn't mechayiv you to do it. And therefore what? It's just a question of mitzvah min hamufchar or not. And therefore that's why you can go like Beit Shammai, as opposed to Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, lo asa v'lo klum. This is very, very important. Because what did Rav Yosef say? That according to Beit Hillel, if you went and read Kriyat Shema like Beit Shammai, lo asa v'lo klum, which means what? You have done nothing. You've not been Yotze at all. So before we get back into that halachic machlokes, which we're going to explain in 1 minute, we see from this rule is if you're being mekayim a mitzvah, if it's be'etzem a mitzvah, kind of mitzvah, then you're allowed to be machmir. This is how the Vilna Gaon explains our sukkah. When a person wants to be machmir, to drink achilas arai in the sukkah, he says there's no problem of yura. Why is there no problem of yura? Because you're mekayim a mitzvah. That's how the Vilna Gaon understood what Rav Gamliel and Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was doing. What does Rav Tzadok hold then? According to the Vilna Gaon, he doesn't tell us. What? Either he would hold there's no kiyum mitzvah. That's one way of saying it. We'll get to that in a second. Again, the Vilna Gaon doesn't say it. We're just extrapolating what he said. He would say that there is no kiyum mitzvah for it. Or, what? Or, it could very well be, there are two other ways to understand Rav Tzadok also. What are the other ways to understand Rav Tzadok? That what? That one way to understand it is that he was choshesh for Yora, meaning he doesn't agree with this either. One is that he's choshesh for Yora. This is what Rav Yashav had said. Either because you're not mekayim a mitzvah, he holds. Or else, what else? It could be that going according to the parameter of as the Maritz Chias, he is worried about that. Okay, he's worried about people looking at him. Or he holds a different parameter. Meaning, again, that's what we just said through Maritz Chias. The question is, why is he Choshesh V'Yura? Either he doesn't agree with the Vilna Gaon's parameters, meaning either he says, that you're not Mekayim Mitzvah by drinking water, or he goes like the Maritz Chias' parameters, that he's still worried about Yura that way, because people are going to see him. Okay? But the third way is Rav Sternbach. Rav Sternbach explained, what's the issue of being machmir for the water? Why are we machmir for the water? Rav Sternbach is the Mo'adim Muzmanim. Rav Sternbach said what? Rav Sternbach says, by the Mo'adim Muzmanim, the reason why I can't be machmir to go and drink water is not like the Vilna Gaon. That the reason is because it's a kiyum mitzvah. The reason I can be machmir to drink the water according to the Vilna Gaon's parameters, it works out very nicely because it's a kiyum mitzvah. According to Rav Sternbach, he says the pshat in the Rambam of Perek Vav that when a person drinks in the sukkah, it's hari zeh meshubach. Why is it meshubach? You're not chayav, aren't you? Why is this meshubach? Explains Rav Sternbach that the reason is why. Not because of a kiyum mitzvah. Rav Sternbach, if you have the Mo'adim and Zmanim in front of you, Siman Pei Tet. I'll read it for you quickly with you inside. What does he say? He says, right over here, Siman Pei Tet. V'tzara chiyun. L'chora. Why do we say a machmir or is it meshubach? There's no, he says, it's not teishvu kein tiduru. Why is it meshubach? Why is it the Shubach when I'm machmir myself and I didn't drink outside of the sukkah even water? This is the anti-teshuva k'tiduru. Why should I be meshubach? Explains Rav Sternbach, Rak Lafiyat Nias Lenira Lafiyat Nias Daiti, near the Hode Machmir Meshubach, Eno Mignesh Mekayim Bazem Mitzvah Sukkah Tfei. The Havada, the Shtias Maim, Ein Mitzvah Sukkah Klav, Eno Tzarech Mekayim a Mitzvah. Rak Mikri Meshubach should go there, la'atzmo, get there. Leading into our battle tonight, when we talk about walls, right? You make yourself a get there. Shelo lishto, afilu mayim chutz l'sukkah. Why? Shema yavo pam la'achila kvua. Just like by Sheina sarai, because zera shemi ishan Sheina's keva. But the reason why the chumrah of water, according to this, is why? It's not because it's a kiyum mitzvah like the Vilna Gaon. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Why, when I go in and drink water inside, according to the Vilna Gaon, why am I kiyum mitzvah? According to him, am I doing the kind of mitzvah?
No. Not,
I might be coming over, over not fair by eating my carfix outside with a nice ma'afet. Very different. To the point that he himself says it's a tremendous, there's a tremendous nafkamina, he says. That if I'm to drink water when I'm putter from sukkah, or to daven where there's no mitzvah sukkah, nafkamina lalacha. There's a machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Gro. The Gro says you are mevarich every time you're nishnas l'sukkah. And not like Rabbeinu Tam that we paskin that you eat pas. He says, according to what I'm saying, if I'm just coming to drink water or have an apple, make sure you don't make a bracha.
That's what Gro says.
Right, according to that? Correct? According to the Gro, it works out very well. According to the Gro, because every single time that they give you the key of mitzvah, right? According to this explanation of the Meiri and also of Rav Sternbach, that he says not that you, if you're worried about a bracha l'atala, you should be very, very careful. Even for shkiyas mayim, do not make that bracha because it could be a bracha l'atala. Within this, we now have seen. One second. So according to Rav Tzadok, then okay, according to Rav Tzadok. The reason why he's not going in could be, the reason why he's not doing it is, what do we have so far? Number one is, it could very well be that what? Labriyut. That he is choshish for Yora. Versus what? He's choshish for Yora versus the other people who are not choshish for Yora. Why is he choshish for Yora as opposed to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Either because he doesn't hold it's a kiyum mitzvah just like we saw like Rav Sternbach. Or he holds the parameters of the Marashiyas. What?
They could also hold the view of it. They could also.
Who could hold the view?
People who did go in Sukkah.
The what?
People who did go in Sukkah.
They hold over here. They're not choshish for Yoram because they hold fundamentally it was a Kiyum Mitzvah. I'm saying if we go according to the Gemara. In this case. I'm talking about in this specific case. That's why they went in. I'm not talking about they don't hold to the concept of Jewish. They're not choshish for this specific case. For this specific case, they're not choshish for URL. Why not? Because according to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Zakkai, it's a kiyum mitzvah. According to Rav Tzadok, it's not a kiyum mitzvah. That's one way to say it. The other second way to say it, we said, is that he goes like the Maritz Chitz. And that's why he's choshish for URL because of people going to look at it. A third way to explain Rav Tzadok, I saw you see, was... The Ron. What did the Ron say? Three ways to explain this machlokes between Rav Tzadok and Rav Gamliel and Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai is what?
If you're a Talmud Chacham, you're on that level, you can decide for yourself where you may go.
Correct. It's not a machlokes at all, like we've said, whether you're choshish b'yura or not choshish b'yura. It's a whole different issue. The Ron says that here we see another very important point in the halachic process, which is not everybody could be make, just like we're talking about, not everybody should be machmir because you don't know what you're doing and you might be a hedgehog. So do. Not everybody could be mako, but if you are a Talmud Chacham like Rav Tzadok, then you can be mako and you're still considered a person who's medaktik b'mitzvah. So which means that just because you're machmir doesn't mean you're from, and just because you're mako doesn't mean you're from. Okay? That's... What? Again, definitely not, because of what we talked about. Because not everybody, a regular person cannot be machmir if you don't know what you're doing, because then it could be leading to be a hedge.
If he says, he's allowed to decide whether you're machmir or not, whereas...
As a regular person, you have to say l'charav and figure out whether you could be machmir or could be meko based on our shearing.
But then it has to specifically
explain Rav Tzadok. Because Rav Tzadok was a Talmud Chacham. Right. And he himself decided not to go in to make the point, not because of Yura, like we explained, but because he's trying to show.
What do you do with
Yura? What? Right now we're not answering the question. Right? I mean, again, we had said, and Rabbi Yashiv had said, maybe it's a machlokes of Yura or not. We're saying not. One of the things that you saw here also, within the Vilna Gaon, is a major piece also of how do you understand. Before I try to run through some of the other quick cases. But one of the major things that you saw within the halachic process, what the Vilna Gaon had said, is how, within the machlokes d'amoraim, is when Beit Shammah is not a grief, we don't say, we don't ask it like Beit Shammah. Is Beit Shammah Shita done? Is it totally out of the realm of Torah? Or is it still legitimate? But we don't pask in that way. So that we saw different ways to understand it right there. One way to understand that we saw is that, no, it's still Torah, based on the concept of Elu Ve'elu Dibre Elokim Chaim. That's why we learned it. Even if it's not Paskin Alacha, it's still Torah. And therefore, it's still legitimate. That's one way, and therefore that's the Gemara Brachos that says when Beit Shammah, you forgot the Bracha Achrona, go back and you get gold, because it's still Torah. As opposed to, possibly, that when you're reading Kriyat Shema in a certain way, Beis Hillel in that case, will what? Say that Beit Shammah Shita is not just a Shita Dichuya, but it's what? It's wrong! And that's where you have to be very careful to know when you can be machmir for a shita dichuya. When can a posek say, I want to be mako, sorry, I want to be mako, and therefore I want to be mitzdaref in shitas yachid. That's only if you're a posek that you know in this type of case, of which is what, what's a still a legitimate opinion, but we don't pask in that way, versus an opinion that's what? Totally wrong. That's where we see, for example, Rav Soloveitchik had a tremendous chiddush. We have a concept called Shas Tchak. Shas Tchak in the halachic process is that what? By Shas Tchak, by what we call a lot of times Hefsed Meruba, you could be Mekel.
That's why you're having terrible
fun. Oh. Because why?
Because in Shas Tchak, he was in a dangerous situation. What did he do? He's not. He shouldn't have been Mekel.
He was Machmir to go like, you want to say like Beit Shammah?
Yeah.
That's the question about Mashiach. That's two different ways.
How did standing up and sitting down work?
Hold on, hold on. I just want to finish that one point. Hold on. Ellie, we'll come back to your point in 1 second. Just the point how Rav Soloveitchik explained Shas Tchak to be Mako, and then I'm already minus 1 minute. The Rav Soloveitchik explained that it's not just Shas Tchak, Hefsed Meruba, listen. Therefore, I could just be Mako. How Rav Soloveitchik, in the name of his father, explained is that the halacha really is like that Mako opinion. But what? But we have a machmir opinion. And we don't paskin like that machmir opinion, normally. But what? But, sorry, the other way. The real halacha is like the Mako opinion. But for example, in Hilchos Basar Bechalav, we don't go like that Mako opinion, we go like the machmir opinion, whether it's the Rosh or Rashi. Not me Dean Hilchos Basar Bechalav, but because of Hilchos, because of the Rashba or the Rush. It's tremendous chiddush. But then what happens? Once the Shas Tchak, what happens? There's a shear for how much you have for the Hilchos Talmud Chacham of the Rashba and the Rush. And therefore, what do? You go back to the Iker Halacha. What's the Iker Halacha? The Mako opinion. And that's why the Shas Tchak, you go like that Mako opinion, which means I framed it now that there are certain opinions that are off the chart. And therefore, you don't go like that. And then you have a Shas Tchak, you go Mako, that Mako opinion, which is still within the halachic process, that's actually the Ikar Halacha, you go back to that. Just very, very quickly, many other cases which I gave you, you have the question of tzitzis, and you have a very fascinating, there was a sheet of the Gaonim that used to say, you know how everybody nowadays, you hold your Arba tzitzis when you're Kriyat Shema, at that point, In the time of the Rishonim and the Gaonim, that was your role. That was your role, being able to hold your tzitzis during Kriyat Shema, or putting tzitzis out. There's a major machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Ariyah Kadosh, whether you should have your tzitzis out. I wear my tzitzis out. The Mishnah Berurah says that the God gives you, a king gives you a tzitzis and a garment, you're not going to wear it out. The reason why people don't wear it out is either because of Kabbalah, or because you're amongst Goyim, or if you saw the Mishnah Alachos, which is Rav Menashe Klein, who died a couple of years ago, brought down the question of Yura. Other very quick cases of Yura. Woman wearing tzitzis, even though it's a mitzvah that says man groma. So therefore, what's the big deal? Let her put on tzitzis. Like, should we let her have a what? We let her shake a lula. What's the difference? So it could very well be that tzitzis is what? They're not chayiv. It's a chovas gavra. They're in the question whether tzitzis is a chovas gavra or a chovas mona. And it could very well be, just like for a man, it's not chayiv. So too, by her taking upon that, that would be considered yura because even the man's not chayim. So what is she doing? Again, very much filling in within the Vilna Gaon that says she's not being mekayim a mitzvah. She's not being mekayim a mitzvah because there is no chiyuv. Another case that I brought down the tzitzis. I'll take two other very quick ones. Which one? Tefillin could very well be, we talked about wearing tefillin all day. It could be even Rabbeinu Tam. People are wearing Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. People that wear the Yari Shemayim, it's before it's in the Shulchan Aruch, that says people wear both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. If you've seen that in Yerushalayim, if you haven't seen it, you'll see it. There are people that wear both tefillin. The question is that considered Yura or not? The Shulchan Aruch brings down only if you're very middaktik, midat chasidut, that you should do it, and brings down the Shari Tshuva that since many, many communities have been doing it, it's not considered Yura, as opposed to the third opinion of Tefillin, the Shibusha Rabba, different ways that they put the parsha, if that would be considered Yura. Two other quick ones, and then we're going to the kinos. Number one is standing up for Chazarat Hashat. Rav Shechter brings down, you stand up for Chazarat Hashat. It's not a halacha. It's a nice idea. And therefore, if your pulpit rabbi sits down during Chazarat Hashat, and he's not 80 years old, he's 45 years old, he's 50, he's 55, and he sits down, by you standing up, that's Yura. Because there's no key mitzvah. Again, it fits down very well with the Gra, or even according to the Maariv Tzachias. One other piece. My machronim at Shal Shudas, your rabbi, you have a nice Shal Shudas in the winter. Your rabbi in Montreal or in Tinek doesn't get up to watch my machronim. You get up because you just got back from yeshiva and you watch my machronim to make your machlokas, whether it's a halacha or not. Machlokas, two different opinions in the idea, in the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore what? Therefore Rav Shechter pointed out, that's already to be considered Yura. You're showing off that you're more religious than your pulpit rabbi. A lot more to talk about, get to the kinos.
Why are they called kinos? Okay, yeah, what? No, it's called Shabbos.